Father, we do stand in awe of you. We thank you for the personal relationship that you have made possible for us through Christ. And so in view of your great mercy for us towards us this morning and love for us this morning, we offer ourselves to you as living sacrifices. And part of that's going to be that we're going to sing and we're going to lift up praise to you. May it be with our whole being. May it be fully engaged, body, soul, spirit. For you have said, Jesus, that true worshipers worship in spirit and in truth, fully in. And so we just acknowledge that you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our whole lives. For you have given your totality of your being to us. So to the best that we can this morning, we choose to give you the best that we have this morning as well. Come, Holy Spirit, to lead us in that time. Lord, we need you. We praise you, exalt you, we worship you. In the strong and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
If you would please rise to join us in worship. I just want to start in this place of welcoming the Lord into this space. So offering ourselves as a living sacrifice unto him, saying, Lord, we are here and we want to hear from you. That even our praises, Lord, are dependent upon your love. For we did not love the Lord first, but he loved us first while we were still sinners. He sustains our lives day to day. He sustains and empowers our praises and our prayers. So, Lord God, we just invite you in. We know you are here already. But we open up our hearts and our minds and our souls to hear from you, to receive from you, to dwell with you, and just commune with you here today, Jesus. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. the room. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Can just take a minute before we move forward to just share a picture that I believe the Lord is giving me in this moment, which is a parent and their child. And they're both dwelling in the same room together. But the child is off doing their own thing, playing, you know, focused on other things. The parent still delights in that child. And I'm especially thinking now of like a teenager who sometimes just don't want too much to do with their parents. Of course, they love them, but they're off doing their own thing. But then the joy that it brings that parent when that teenager comes to them and says, I just want to spend time with you, mom or dad. I just want to just sit down and talk with you for a little bit. And how much delight that brings the parent. And I just sense the Lord expressing that delight in his children now. As we come to him and say, Lord, we just want to be with you. We just want to hear from you and dwell with you. So just keep pressing into his presence. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Yes, Lord. We do believe that when we seek you, we will find you, that you are a loving Father who desires to draw us in deeper and nearer. So we fix our eyes on you, Jesus, today. We seek your will. And Lord, we ask for transformation. We ask for guidance, that we would not leave here the same as when we came in. Have your way, Jesus. Amen. My breath. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. And in the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Whoa. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the dark, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. For us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. Fire before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. Fire before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storms. Darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me. Yes, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Why don't we just offer up some praises to God? Yes, clap for him. Just where you are, offer up your praises to him all at once or one by one. Just declare his goodness.
Thank you for your faithfulness to us.
All your promises are yes and amen. King of kings, the Lord of lords, wonderful counselor.
our voices lift that last part up. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. If he's been faithful, let's sing it one more time. If he's been faithful to you, lift it up. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. Yes, Father, we lift our voices to you, our faithful God. You have been faithful. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be for all time. We worship you, we praise you, we adore you, we lift our praise to you this day. Guide us as we look into your word, I pray. Holy Spirit, be our teacher, that we might come to know Jesus and be built more as his church together. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Before you are seated, if you want to take a Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2, where we were last week, and the children at this time from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. But I invite you to follow along as I would read 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to look specifically at verses 5 and 9 through 12, but I want to read that whole section of where we were last week, 1 Peter chapter 2. From verse 4 through 12. Just as we would, if you're able, stay.